So could we, John, how about I turn it over to you and we can do the public hearing and open forum and go from there?
Sounds good. Again, everyone for on the phone and on Zoom, this is John Kotelnik, Senior Staff Attorney. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. So we are going to do the public hearing portion of the meeting. For those of you who haven't been participating lately, we kind of break it down like this. Here's kind of some guidelines. Each person will have 3 minutes, so please be courteous, and when I give you a 30-second warning, and then finally when I tell you to wrap it up, please do so. I'm going to go through a roll call alphabetically, kind of figure out who's all on the line and who wants to make comments. So please, when I get to your last name, state your name, spell it for us, state your city, and then if you're calling in on a telephone, I ask that you just identify the last four digits of your phone number. Okay, so with that being said, is there anyone wishing to participate in the public hearing with the last name beginning A through F?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Nancy Hilding. I think that's A through F. E, F, G. No, excuse me.
I got you down anyways, Nancy. What topics do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the river otter delisting. I want to do the open forum. And then during your administrative rules, I want to do trapping prohibitions and fur bearer season. And in fur bearer season, it's about the how you've amended the beaver rule. And trapping prohibitions, it's about your failure to look at trap check time 41080203 for crazy language. And then if you did not decide not to go forward with that one I emailed you about last night, the
bounty affidavit. So I got you three down. The open forum, so, river season, and the admin rules.
Admin rules, river otter, and open forum.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, going back to A through F, is there anyone that did not identify themselves with the last name, A through F?
We have Jason Cope that's going to be joining the call here in just one moment with the C for last name.
Cope? Okay. Moving on, G through K. Last name G through K.
Zach Nunke.
Hey, Zach, and Derek Mark, someone might need me. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead, Zach. Jason Cook, can you mute your mic?
Yes.
Jason Cook, can you please mute your mic for a second? Thank you. All right, Zach, sorry, back to you. Which finalizations were you wanting to talk about?
I was going to speak in the open forum.
Open forum, gotcha. Anyone else, last name? Oh, sorry, I'll go back to you. Jason Cook, what were you wanting to talk about?
For the Hunkamaw Nation, Ancient Sioux Tribe.
Okay. Okay.
John, as you're going through all this, do you want to just remind everybody that the video stays off unless you're actually testifying, and your sound stays off unless you're actually testifying, and we're trying to make it as easier for the commissioners and the C look at, you know, manage media by looking at themselves, and I realize we have people who have been stepping on after that announcement was made, but thank you all, and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Going back to G through K, any other last names, G through K, who wish to testify at the public hearing and or open forum? Hearing none. Last names, L through P?
Yes, Jocelyn Nickerson.
Jocelyn Nickerson. And where are you from? Where are you located?
I'm the South Dakota State Director for the Humane Society of the United States.
Okay, city, state?
I'm in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. And you're wanting to talk about
The bobcat, bobcats trapping and hunting.
So the open forum?
Yes, please.
Okay. Anyone else, last name, L through P?
Yes, Derek Marks.
Okay, Mr. Marks, and what topic would you like to talk about?
Yankton Sioux access to our state parks here.
Okay. Anyone else? Last name, L through P. Okay. We're now moving on to last names Q through T, as in Tango. Q through T. Hearing none, moving on to U through Z. Last name U through Z. All right, hearing none. Is there anybody that I'll read off the names I have, and if I missed you, let me know. I have Jason Cook, Nancy Hilding, Zach Hunky, excuse me, Jocelyn Nickerson, Derek Marks. Is there anyone else that wishes to participate that has not identified themselves in the public hearing or the open forum? All right, with that, again, just to remind you, please state your name for the record when I call you, and please identify city and state where you're located. We'll start with Jason Cook. I think you wanted to talk about the Yankton Sioux park entrance license. The floor is yours, Jason.
Yes, I'm Jason Cook. I'm the vice chairman of the Yankton Sioux tribe for the Fort Randall area in Cookstown, South Dakota State Park.
All right, go ahead, sir. You got 3 minutes.
I was up there. I've been up there quite a few times, and I'm just advocating for the free access to swimming to the four sites that we talked with John about, and just basically we need the free access. We're asking for our tribal members to swim in the state parks and at the North Point area on South Shore. And so that, we're just really think it would be a start of a working relationship with the game fishing parks in the state. Opening up talks on access to the river would be starting with swimming.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cook. Still on use of parks and public lands, Derek Marks. Mr. Marks, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here. Derek Marks, Wagner, South Dakota, regarding the Yankton Sioux Tribe Park entrance to the Fort Randall Dam area.
Okay, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Board of Commissioners. I'm here with Jason Cook, and we just wanted to petition on behalf of our Ihonkawan people here on usage of the North Point Recreation Area, St. Francis Beach, South Shore, and down below the dam. You know, we have been, we do have some land that touches water, and I know I was able to read some of the public comments that mentioned that, and I just wanted to say there's not any real good water access down on our southern end here of our county, but you look at the west end, and there's a lot of just beautiful access, beautiful land, and you know, as the ancestral people to this area, you know, we have, for goodness sakes, if you go up north just a little bit, there's White Swan, which is what my ancestors come from, my grandmothers and grandfathers. And, you know, you guys have a similar setup with, I believe, Crow Creek and Lower Brule to just have free access to the beaches. And that's all we're asking for right now, you know. And, you know, there's always been kind of this back and forth between tribal and state relations, and you know, I always find victory in these little ways when we can work together and see some unity in all of this. So I'm really hoping that your decision is in favor of this. I know, and just speaking with our native people in this area, our tribal members, there's been just a just a lot of hope in this. And it's always good to see the non-tribal residents and citizens of our area also in favor of this. I've heard a lot of that as well. So it's been very hopeful. And I sit on the BNC here, so pretty in tune with the community. So I'm just looking forward to seeing a vote of favor in this, and we can see how we can continue to grow our relationship together through tribal and state relations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Marks. Could you say your city again? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
That's fine. Yeah, Wagner, South Dakota.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to talk about the park engine license exemption regarding the Yankton Sioux Tribe? I don't have anyone else listed. I just want to make sure no one else joined.
Well, this is Nancy Helding. I support giving them what they want.
Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else? Hearing none. Moving on to river otter season, I have Nancy Helding. Is my understanding you want to talk about the otter season, or are you wanting to talk about the delisting? The delisting, you would have to talk about that in the open forum. Nancy?
I have to unmute myself. I want to talk about the trapping season now during rule finalization, and then during the open forum, I want to talk about the 2020 to 2029 otter management plan.
Understood. So
you know, they're different things.
So the news right now, Nancy, regarding river otter season, the finalization of river otter season. You're going to mind 3 minutes.
You are all talking about your three R's all the time. I'm very concerned about the East River, West River unbalance of this thing, that the people who like to do wildlife watching and hunting, trapping West River should be able to have river otters and to look at or trap or whatever. And right now, as far as I can tell, there might be some river otters at one or two around the creek in the Little White, but that's the only verified sighting within the last 5 years. So the trapping season should not extend across all of South Dakota. It should not extend to the Black Hill, to the West River and the main stem of the Missouri River. But we don't think that it should exist at all and be happening right now. We've testified against the delisting. We don't think you have the data to support delisting it. We don't think you have the data to support taking a 15 otter take. We've explained to some of the commissioners on the telephone, we think this, it's mythic or magical thinking to think that the 15 otters that are incidentally taken and trapping every year, 16 otters, will magically be taken during November and December, and that will be the end of it. The incidental take happens, at least for otters, for 6 months, and the otter season would be 2 months, and then the beaver season goes on for another 4 months. You know, there's like 8% of the incidental take is raccoons, and I think that's a 365-day season. So to think that you're going to be that there's no cost to having this otter season is untrue. And your highest number, your average population.
Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. I did send you. I mean, I've sent you written comments, and I've talked to a lot of you on the phone. We did send you an email explaining that the delisting was done illegally because you did not provide 30 days public notice, which you are required to do. We have a question. We believe that you're required to consult with all of the tribes that could have had otters. You know, it isn't just Flandreau and Sisseton. We believe that you should have consulted with federal governments that own land, such as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, you know, who may have otters on La Creek National Wildlife Refuge. And you should have, according to statute, have consulted with governors in the neighboring states. And I would like proof and to know for you to discuss if that has happened. But, you know, basically, we want otters West River. We want them reintroduced. And that is not going to happen when you have a trapping season West. It's going to be ridiculous when you have a trapping season West River. And in
neither.
All right.
Finish up real quick.
Well, finish up real quick. if you're trapping the 15 otters and killing them, those aren't 15 otters that you have for the reintroduction. So if you're trying to do a reintroduction West River and you're trying to take it from local otters instead of, you know, buying them from Nebraska or something, you need otters there on the land to supply the reintroduction, and it's just not time to do trapping yet. So
thank you. All right. Thank you, Nancy. Is there anyone else that would like to comment on the river otter season that's up for finalization?
Yes, this is Christine Sandvik.
Sorry, say your name again.
Christine Sandvik.
Can you spell the last name?
Yes, S-A-N-D as in David, V as in Victor, I-K.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rapid City.
Okay. The floor is yours, and I will give you 3 minutes starting now.
Great. So I was just calling, I'm regarding the otters. I think that we're failing to see the value of this animal. As a live animal, as opposed to seeing the value of them dead. And I think that, otters can be great for recreation purposes. If they're used as a hunting resource, then they only get to be used once. But if you keep them for, photography or wildlife watching, then they can maintain, we can maintain that resource throughout the animal's life. And so, like Nancy said, I'm definitely against a trapping season, but I think we also need a reintroduction to the Black Hills. So in addition to removing the and not having any trapping, reintroducing the otters to the Black Hills would give people in this area, or people West River, a chance to see them. I know that the only time I've seen river otters in the wild is in Yellowstone, and I was with my sister and my father, and it was awesome. And we'll always remember that and have that with us. And I would love to see them closer to home. There are some things that we've got the beaver trapping, which prevents beaver dams, and beaver dams are a great habitat. So there are some other things that we'd have to do to encourage river otters and allow them to have the habitat they need. But I think that a reintroduction to the Black Hills and to other areas in western South Dakota would be a great plan. And not only just protecting West River, but also making sure that we're protecting that main stem of the Missouri River so that those otters can swim across if we do have some East River otters that might be swimming up into some of the West River tributaries.
Go ahead. You had 30 seconds.
I am all set.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to give you the ability to finish your thought.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Anyone else out there that would like to comment on the finalization of river otter season? Hearing none, is there anyone that would like to comment on the fall turkey finalization? Hearing none. Is there anyone that would like to comment on the lost license replacement finalization? Hearing none. I know that, Nancy, you wish to talk about the administrative rules review process.
Yeah.
Okay. You go ahead. You start now.
Okay. Am I not muted?
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm going to start off with... And I think I should have 3 minutes for each of the rules that I'm addressing, and I'm addressing two, maybe three rules.
I'll give you 3 minutes. It's one proposal.
No, they're listed separately on your public notice. You've listed trapping prohibitions differently from
fur bearer seasons, and you did not list the bounty one. So they're actually listed in the public notice as separate rules. You put them on the agenda all as one thing, but in the public notice they were listed as separate rule actions. So I'm treating trapping prohibitions as 3 minutes and fur bear season as 3 minutes. So, okay, but so first off, you're proposing consolidating the beaver trapping rules, which exist as two rules, into one rule, 4108.0107. I would like to point out that the language in here about the Black Hills Fire Protection District is crazy. You have divided the area of the Black Hills into an area of the Fire Protection District that is south and west, south of I-90 and west of 79. And you also have an area that's the Black Hills National Forest, and then you have an area that's everything else in the Fire Protection District. So that means that you have the Black Hills National Forest at 3 months beaver trapping, this square that cuts west at Rapid City and cuts west at Hot Springs, and everything in between those two east-west lines is going to be 6 months, and everything north and south of that is going to be 365 days. And so why you've divided the Fire Protection District up like this and split it up in this crazy way, it does not make any sense to me. So I am suggesting you just have two areas, one which is the Black Hills National Forest, and the other one is everything else in the Fire Protection District that is not in the Black Hills National Forest. And the Black Hills National Forest is going to need beavers if you want to reintroduce the otter to it. Okay, so then the other thing that I want to talk about, and this is about consistency, you now in South Dakota, you have three times for beaver trapping. It's the Black Hills National Forest is 3 months, East River is 6 months, November to end of April, and the West River is all of the whole damn year. And okay, there is a statute which is allows the killing of mink, muskrat, beavers causing damage.
Nancy, I have 1 minute remaining.
Okay, I sent a link to that, I think, to everybody. I referenced it in my comment. And it says mink may be, you can kill them if you get permission from the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks out of the season. So you should be consolidating, making these the same. According to Keith Fisk, the reason we have 365 days out West River is because the ranchers complain about
Nancy there? Nancy, you cut out. Can you still hear us?
Her audio is on and we haven't done anything.
An excerpt from Melquist, whose report on the River Otters 2015, it suggests that you should be stopping the beaver hunting at the end of March, March 31st, because the otters give birth in April. And so if you're trapping beavers in April, when you incidentally take an otter, you are killing otter babies. So if you want to maximize and grow the otter population, you need to stop the beaver hunting in April. And so I'm suggesting that you have to have 3 months in the Black Hills National Forest because they insist on it. But for the rest of South Dakota, you make it 5 months, and that's November 1st till the end of March 31st.
Nancy, what was the other rule you wanted to talk about?
Okay, so then the other one I want to talk about is the trap check time, and I actually don't have that up in front of me right now. What's the trap check time? That's in trapping prohibitions. Trap check time, 4108.0203. And everybody except for Charles Spring has heard me talk about this forever and ever. So I'll be real quick. You're supposed to be going over poorly written stuff, okay? The trap check time requirement, which says you're supposed to check your chaps every three full calendar days, West River, and every full calendar day, two full calendar days, East River is impossible to understand. And I had to fight with the Game Fish and Park staff for years to try to tell them that that really meant three in a partial day and two in a partial day, because nobody sets their traps at midnight.
Hey, Nancy, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up. Because
So that thing is completely unclear. It took me forever to get the staff at Game Fish and Parks to understand what it really meant. And so that thing should be fixed for unclear, silly rule stuff. And, you know, for consistency, we would suggest you change it to 48 hours and 72 hours so people know what you're saying. Or you make it 48 hours for both, because, you know, we would like to get rid of the 72 hours West River. But, you know, it depends. For clarity, you switch it to hours. And for consistency, you make it 48 hours both. And everybody on this commission except for Charles Spring has heard me talk about this endlessly. So that's that one, okay? So then the other one, and I sent you, John, an email about this. You have up there on the list of administrative rules that you're going to change. You have up there that you're going to cross off the bounty affidavit. But you did not public notice that. Therefore, you can't do that because that's a violation of the chapter on administrative rulemaking. You have to public notice it 20 days in advance, and it wasn't public notice. But even if you do try to do it, you tried to do this in 2019. You tried to change that and substitute it for a new version thereof, and it went to the Interim Rules Review Committee, who tossed it back to you. And then the commission decided they didn't want to crack it open and just let it stand. But, you know, this was something that you tried to do a year ago. You got your wrist slapped, and now you're trying to cross it out without, I assume it's accidental, you know, without public noticing it, which you actually can't do. And I can take it to the Interim Rule Review Committee and get it killed. So that one you need to public notice and do in September. So that's the end of my administrative rule comments.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate it. Is there anyone else on the line that wants to comment during the public hearing portion regarding finalizations? That would include non-resident landowner-owned land license application, use of park and public lands, river otter season, fall turkey, loss of life, or the administrative rules. Hearing none, I will suggest that we close this open or the public hearing at this point, Mr. Chair.
I want to say my name is Jamie Elhaj. I'm from Rapid City, and I will be talking in the open forum, but it includes other species as well as otters, just so you know that will be coming up.
Okay, thank you. With that, Mr. Chair, I think that concludes the public hearing.
Good. Thank you, John. So let's go to open forum, shall we?
All right, so moving into the open forum, I have Zach Hunke. You're up. Again, the same rules apply. Please keep your testimony to 3 minutes. Identify yourself, your name, and the city you're calling in from. Thank you. Go ahead, Zach.
Thank you, John, Chairman Jensen, Secretary Hepler, and members of the commission. My name is Zach Hunke. I'm the current president of the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and I reside in Watertown, South Dakota. So as some of you may already be aware, there's been a recent public water closure on Wabe Lake. I was made aware of this issue a couple of weeks ago from concerned members of mine, and since then I've received numerous other phone calls. I've been asked to speak to you guys today on this closure. The way I understand it, the authority to close was based on the current non-meandered water law that was established in 2017. Wabe Lake is a meandered body of water. South Dakota is still a state of laws, and the citizens expect the executive branch, including the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, to enforce the meandered laws as is. We believe in the protection of the producers through sensible restrictions that do not entirely compromise the public's ability to recreate on South Dakota's meandered bodies of water. And I, instead of excluding everyone to the recreational use of meandered water, we should strive to pinpoint and deal with the issues that create conflict through a rulemaking process. We feel the commission and the department should reconsider the authority used to close off the meandered water. And I'll remain available for any questions that you may have. I encourage any one of you commissioners to reach out to me personally with your thoughts or comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Next, I have Jocelyn Nickerson.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, you can. Go ahead and begin.
I'm Jocelyn Nickerson. I'm the South Dakota State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. My territory is Nebraska and South Dakota. I am located in Omaha, Nebraska.
Thank you.
As I said, I represent the Humane Society of the United States. We stand opposed to the proposed expansion of bobcat hunting and trapping in the state based on the cruelty of traps and the lack of quota for animals killed. Hunters and trappers already kill approximately 350 bobcats every year, with no quota in place, nearly doubling the area where bobcats can be killed would allow an unlimited number of additional bobcats to be taken. Moreover, recreational trapping of bobcats is exceedingly cruel. Steel-jawed leg hold traps are the most common trap used to catch and kill bobcats. Those caught in these indiscriminate devices often sustain broken or amputated limbs, dislocated shoulders, and fractures. Bobcats can be stuck languishing for hours until the trapper returns to kill the animal. Wildlife watchers, on the other hand, who enjoy catching bobcats on film, vastly outnumber and outspend those who wish to catch them in a trap. These animals are far more valuable alive than dead. In addition to income generated through wildlife watching, bobcats benefit farmers by preying on rabbits, mice, and other small rodents that may damage crops. The last thing the commission should be doing is extending the area that bobcats are subjected to trapping. Further, hound hunting is extremely barbaric for bobcats. Allowing packs of dogs to chase a bobcat through the woods is unsporting, inhumane, and unnecessary. Additionally, hounds can accidentally kill kittens and other sensitive wildlife, as well as trespass on private property. For these reasons, we ask you to not approve the proposed bobcat trapping and hunting expansion, and instead protect these small native carnivores from unnecessary killing. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Nickerson. Next, I have Jamie O'Haz.
Hi, I am Jamie El-Haj from Rapid City, South Dakota. humans are an interesting animal in that we do too often what we desire and not what is in the best interest of other species. It's not considered. In any other activity that's associated with animals, whether it's for an industry, even having a pet, or for recreation, it is highly frowned upon when the young or offspring are left to die. Yet with trapping, they are just considered collateral. When establishing any hunting season, I believe that the birthing time and raising the young time is taken into consideration. And why is trapping any different? I've been told by several trappers that there is little money to be made with pelts nowadays, that I should not call their trapping an industry or a business. I've been told it is a recreation that they do because they love to do it. That is also how the governor and the Game, Fish, and Parks have promoted the Nest Predator Bounty Program. I'm asking that when establishing trapping seasons, whether it is for beavers or otters or raccoons or any other species, that the time of year that they give birth and raise their young be taken into consideration. The public is watching. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. And last I have for the public, the open forum, I have Nancy.
Okay, Nancy Hilding, I'm going to comment on the COVID.
you guys should close. You should require masks inside of buildings when the motorcycle rally is coming. You know, we have 900,000 people in South Dakota. We can get 500 or 800,000 in the motorcycle rally. They're coming in August. And Kristi Noem is opposed to mask wearing, as far as I can tell. So you guys, this is your last meeting before September. You should require all people inside of buildings that aren't eating food or drinking or whatever to be wearing masks in the recreational parks that you control. Okay, so now I'm getting over to what I meant to talk about, which is the otter management plan. You let that plan out on May 8th for us to comment on, and a lot of us read it and spent all this effort commenting, trying to get people to comment. Now, you guys have not made available, you're going to adopt it tomorrow. You have not made available to the general public what changes were made after this comment period. And, you know, I've been checking, and it's not up. But on Saturday, apparently, I didn't notice it right away, but it was sent to me after I asked for it. So I have read it. So it has made I don't think it's made any changes based on what the public sent in as comments. And, you know, you have wordsmithing changes to address clarity. There's one change that might be from the public, I don't know, to provide information, assistance, and outreach, continue to promote and coordinate with conservation partners to improve wetlands and riparian habitat management. But it's, you know, little things like making the commitment to monitoring more vague or you know, less of a shall and more of a may.
But, 1 minute.
Okay, so I request that you do not take action on the otter management plan tomorrow, that you put it up there for the public to see and you wait till September, that you ask for the people who worked on that plan to send you the public comments because they did not reply to them, they did not include them. It's like this is a ridiculous effort on the public to read this stuff and send comments in. You're not reading our comments. You're not integrating it. Okay, so then the other thing is we want a reintroduction to happen West River, whether that's to the Black Hills, the Little White, the Cheyenne River, the Bellefouche drainages. The Game Fish and Parks recommends the Little White, the Bellefouche, and the Cheyenne. We want that to happen. We want you to consult with the tribes. Maybe the tribes want it. Maybe Rosebud Sioux Tribe wants an introduction on the Little White in Todd County. We want you to be at least tagged in the otter management plan something about working towards reintroduction West River. And I'm going over, but we did comment that the otter management plan about West River and the main stem Missouri River is mush because they're giving you data for 40 years of verified and unverified sighting. East River, they're specific. They'll give you 5 years, 6 years of data. But West River, it's just total mush. We commented about that. It's still...
I need you to wrap it up, please.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, do not approve this management plan. Leave it open for another month so you guys can look at what the public said, because they did not incorporate the public comments.
Thank you. Is there anyone else out there that has not spoken already in the open forum that would like to?
This is Kristi Sandvik. Can I say a little bit more?
In the open forum portion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I'm actually just going to agree a little bit with Nancy about the monitoring that you guys have in the otter plan. One thing that I noticed is that only 1% of your reports came from research, and a whole 46% of the otter counts came from deceased animals. And it's really hard to tell the number of live animals by looking at the number of dead animals. Like she said, there was 40 years of data, but it wasn't broken down. So we're looking at these historic numbers, but they don't really tell us what the current numbers are. And then the other thing is when you look at it, again, primarily it's East River, And so what they really need is to do some more, actually make an investment into that monitoring. I know we were able to find $2 million to have this nest predator bounty. And I really think that if they're serious about actually conserving species, they should definitely look at having the monitoring in place before they look at a hunting season, because right now you're just kind of shooting in the dark based on you know, like the number of dead animals that you're finding, and also probable or unverified sightings are a good portion of your data as well. And we're looking at averaging about 35 otters per year sighted over the last 6 years. And that's after an introduction of 35 otters. So the time when you would look at having a hunting season is after you have gotten up to, you know, numbers that are increasing, because hunting is generally used for management, hunting and trapping. So we're definitely not there, and we need to make sure that we have a strong population statewide before we open a hunting season. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. Is there anyone else I've missed?
This is Tuffy Halls. Tuffy Halls with the West River Fur Harvesters.
Tuffy Halls, you saw the last name?
Tuffy Halls, H-A-L-L-S.
Have you? And where are you calling from, sir?
Hot Springs, South Dakota.
Okay.
I'm with the West River Fur Harvesters Association, and we'd like to add our voice of support to the limited season you're proposing for the otters. It's a good conservation measure to put in place due to the incidental catches that have occurred. And our membership is just a little under 200, and we support this river otter trapping season. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Halls.
Yep.
Did I hear someone else on the line?
Yes, John. This is Jason Albrecht here in South Dakota.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John. Gary Jensen had invited me to try to tune in here. I see William Collignon may be present also on the list here.
If you're coming in, you got 3 minutes, so I just wanted to give you a heads up a little bit of that conversation. So go ahead, you have 3 minutes.
All right, John. My wife Heather and I, we live on the north shore of Lake Byron, just north of Huron, and there's 9 lake lots that are serviced by a 1952 public road that's deemed to be a 30-foot wide public use forever public road. That document's at Beetle County Courthouse. Around a year ago, fellows with this area's fish and game, William Collignon and Robert Teachout, were doing a good job just firming up some of the boundaries in the area, and they, through a survey, understand they discovered that in 1952, the original public roadway that was platted in for the past 68 years or so has been not being utilized on one end. It's a 500-foot long by 30-foot wide public road that services these 9 lake lots, and it is our primary residence here. I'd like to follow up with more emails and some more pictures and documents so the commissioners can be aware and can get some more feedback. You guys have more experience and perspective, and I think there's room for discretion here as it's a public road and our family and others here with public relations, and just want to use fiscal responsibility to find a good resolution. There are, I guess, in our opinion, around between $10,000 and $20,000 of utilities that would need to be moved, relocated. Phone boxes, our Mid-Dakota Water, power pole, one of the neighbor's homes, his bathroom actually, would have to be tore down. A septic tank, a well that was used, 1975-era well. This is all currently for the past 68 years, it's in where a portion of this public road was supposed to be located. So
what I'm asking, you have 1 minute left.
Okay. So what I'm looking at is, you know, 20 to 40,000 worth of utilities and other issues to relocate approximately 15 to 30 feet at a diagonal to correct this 1953 error versus approximately 1/6 of an acre of fish and game land. The fish and game land borders the north side of this 30-foot public road, and that's the connection to game, fish, and parks, and just trying to find a good resolution versus many thousands of utilities being moved versus around a $500 approximate value of a 1/6 acre of land. And I was in touch several times with our county commissioner, Dennis Drake, and whether it's through some type of, you know, normal procedure as eminent domain or just some normal procedure that's used to correct or document the public road that has been used here. So that's just an initial, and I'll follow up with more emails directly to commissioners or meet in person if necessary. And like I say, the county commissioner, Dennis Drake, was waiting to hear the feedback today after I spoke with you as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Anyone else? Last call, open forum. Did I miss anyone? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, that concludes the open forum.
Thank you, John. So let's go back to the brood survey.